brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with a few final calls with Max Kaiser. Then we're going to have another guest coming on. And a drug ad I want to play on air and get Stefan Molyneux's take on. We're going to go back to a few callers here and continue with others on in the next hour. I guess Greg's up next, and then Danny and a few. No, Danny's not up next. It's William, and then I'm totally confused. No, it's Greg. I've seen he's been holding the longest. And then it'll be Joe. Max Kaiser, anything else you'd like to add, important points that you've forgotten to get out there to folks?
Well, you mentioned earlier the group of people. I just want to reiterate this point. Mark Faber and others that are talking about 2014 being a watershed year and a turning point in market chaos. And I just want to reiterate that I'm putting my flag in the ground and saying that Bitcoin is the phenomenon happening this year. This is, and next year we'll look back on 2013 and realize that Bitcoin was the black swan. Bitcoin was the disruptive event that totally transformed the global economy. And we won't be able to make that statement until this time next year, looking back and say that's truly what happened. But I just want to make sure I go on record as saying that I believe that all those people are correct. I believe they're missing the true elephant in the room, and that is Bitcoin.
They're missing the Bitcoin factor?
I believe they are, because they sense that there is this epic change coming. I've talked about it on your show many times, as many have, but I think that the emergence of cryptography, as it has changed the surveillance industry, changed the global alliances, is bleeding into currencies, and that's a huge event. It's the biggest event in currencies in hundreds of years.
Well, when you've got 85 to 1, 100 to 1, 200 to 1 profit to loss ratios, or you got stock ratios where the company's making no money, but it's valued 100 times its supposed profits, we're in deep trouble. Here's that Dave Stockman clip that we talked about from Bloomberg. And the thing is, now what we talk about is even invading dinosaur media. Here it is.
All right. If ever I had a guy, you're my budget guy, tell me your impressions after combing through some of the numbers of what has been put forth by both parties yet to be voted on.
Well, first, let's be clear. It's a joke and a betrayal. It's the final surrender of the House Republican leadership to beltway politics and to kicking the can and ignoring this budget monster that's hurtling down the road. They're busting the caps, and it's totally unnecessary. It's going to add $70 billion to spending this year and next year, and then they're going to pretend to save it in 22 and 23.
All right, that's a CNBC clip where he's saying something similar. Let me actually read what he said here. He said on Bloomberg, it's in our article, market valuation has lost every anchor to the real world. I want to say that this kind of speculative froth that you get at the top of a cycle where valuation losses any anchor in the real world, loses any anchor in the real world, that video's up on Infowars.com. This is what we're talking about here. So they can't criticize Bitcoin claiming it's not connected to anything when what they're pushing is connected to a bunch of debt that we know has negative value and was based in fraud, Max Kaiser.
Well, they're basing their analysis or their value structure is tied to fiat money. And fiat money, by definition, has no intrinsic value at all. The dollars in your pocket are worthless, except for the paper that they're not printed on, as Gerald Celente likes to say. The Bitcoin, however, by comparison, is as you have to make the comparison to gold or silver. It has real, genuine, intrinsic value, and then it has value on top of that as a means of exchange and as a store of value. But he's absolutely correct. Stock market and the bond market in particular, that's the key, is trading at 300-year highs in the UK and trading at 240-year highs in the United States.
We're out of time, Max. Will it completely go 1929, or what will the ongoing implosion look like? Slow molasses or lightning?
Buy Bitcoin. That's my answer.
I know, but I understand you've said that. But, I mean, how bad do you think it's going to get?
It's either going to be a complete and utter write-down of this bad debt in a deflationary depression, or they're going to go be like China and print $1 trillion a month, and then it's hyperinflation.
And I think the answer is hyperinflation. I don't think they're going to take their foot off the accelerator. Max Kaiser, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Joe and Larry and Danny and Michael, we're going to keep you there as wild card callers if you want to hold. If not, you can hang up and other folks can call in. We appreciate you calling in, though, because we ran out of time with Max Kaiser. But Stefan Molyneux can speak on basically any subject. That's why I like watching his shows online or listening to them, because it's thought-provoking. I know a lot of history, so I can tell when somebody's got a wide-ranging knowledge, not that anybody knows that much. There's so much info in the world. The more you learn, the more you know how much you don't know. And then it's frightening to see the content public and establishment believing they know so much and see knowledge as a threat to their delusions. But Stefan Molyneux is the founder of Freedom Domain Radio, the largest, most popular philosophical show in the world, with more than 2,400 podcasts, Free Domain Radio, with 2,400 podcasts, 10 books, and 50 million downloads. Stefan has spread the cause of liberty and philosophy to listeners throughout the world. Prior to launching Free Domain Radio, Stefan built a thriving career as a software entrepreneur and executive. In 2006, he left his work in the tech industry to devote his efforts to his radio show. Now a self-identified full-time parent and philosopher, Stefan speaks regularly at liberty-themed events all over North and South America. Stefan is the author of two novels, Revolutions and The God of Atheists, as well as eight nonfiction books on relationships, government, and religion. And he's with us for the rest of the hour. I got a bunch of news I want to cover with him randomly, you know, stuff that's broken today to get his take on different topics. you know, different angles of things. And as someone, I guess, who identifies as an atheist, I'm not mad at him or upset at him because he's a libertarian-minded person and believes in human liberty, and I agree with so much of what he has to say. So many times I see atheists and they're statists. In fact, I would say on average most, at least the atheists I know and run into, they're big-time statists. They think the state is God. They've really created just another God. And my whole argument is, even if you don't believe in spiritual realms or, you know, the eye can only see a tiny fraction of what's actually going on out there, but there's a lot of mysteries in the universe, even if you don't believe in God, I like the Bill of Rights and Constitution because it has a higher power and people are on top than the states under us. Well, the state always wants to get up there where God is above us. I don't want to get into an atheist debate here with Stefan. I just wanted to throw out that you know, people say, well, you had a Jew on your show, or you had an atheist, or you had a Catholic, you had a Protestant. I'm not getting into all this infighting about what group somebody's in or what group they identify. I identify with wanting to have a planet that survives, a good future, and my children having a good future, and I'm a fan of humanity. And in Devil's Advocate, they have the devil character played by Al Pacino say, I'm a fan of man. Well, the archetypal devil in a Jungian way wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and is not a fan of man, God's creation, made in God's image as a little creator. So the devil doesn't want you to succeed, isn't a fan of man. It is a predatory system, not a virtuous economic model, as Max Kaiser was talking about, but a vicious economic model where you enslave people to control them. And so Stefan joins us. There's so much to get into. I want to get into a new Vigil ad for one of these stimulant drugs they're pushing because it's so hilarious, the video that goes along with it, and get his take at the bottom of the hour on that and take calls. I want to get into Obamacare, the open collapse of the establishment with al-Qaeda publicly working for the U.S. government, NATO now. What does that do to their narrative? I want to get into where he thinks the world's going with China. Because we know when governments get in trouble, they start big wars. Well, you can't do that anymore. They have nuclear weapons. So there's so much to talk about. But, Stefan, out of the gates, what do you want to talk about first, or you want to respond to anything I just said?
Well, I agree with you about, I call them statheists, or rather I want people to be statheists, which is to not believe in the state. There's this horrible thing that happens in history, as I'm sure you're aware. It's sort of like you have a balloon and you push one side of the balloon in and the other side bulges out. If you look at the atheistic political philosophies like communism, they may carve out a deity from the hierarchy of human thought, and then like a giant vacuum, state power rushes in to replace that. So I think that it's actually more dangerous, much more dangerous, to replace religion with the state, which seems to be the default position of most people who have secular concerns. They tend to be socialists. There's that traditional alignment of the left with agnosticism or atheism. You know, you may believe in religion, I may not believe in religion, but neither of us get to use the state to impose our will on the other. But when you get people who believe in the state, it becomes this massive sword of Damocles that you use to flatten the aspirations and potential of everyone else around you. So I completely agree. You know, live and let live as far as personal belief goes. But when people cross the border into wanting to wield political power, which comes more from the left than from the right, then we have great grounds for significant disagreement.
Well, as a guy that studies trends in history, where are we right now? I mean, my gut tells me, but Ron Paul was on yesterday, he concurred. We're at the crossroads right now. Do you concur with that? And what do we do during this flux point where more change happens in a decade than happens in the next 100 years? What do we do?
I agree with Ron Paul. I agree with you. It is now or never. I think this point in human history is the fulcrum. It is now or never. You ever played this game when you were a kid? You have a sort of slide, a teeter-totter, and you sort of walk up one end and then it tips, you go down the other. I think we're at that tipping point. As far as what we do, well, most people have no ethical standards whatsoever. That doesn't mean that they're evil or they're out there strangling hobos or anything. It just means that they go with whatever is most comfortable. Right. So if the media says, hey, Nelson Mandela is a hero, then everyone flies out and takes their self pictures smiling away at the funeral and they call him a hero. They'll just say whatever people tell them to. You need the government for protection. Our foreign policy is noble. We're going to bring democracy to Iraq. Whatever people hear that is convincing, that's what they will believe. They just do what is most comfortable. I think the goal, and this is all the way back to Socrates, the goal of thinkers is to make it more uncomfortable to be a conformist than to be an independent thinker. Right now, it's pretty comfortable to be a conformist, to believe that the government is going to help you and the war on terror is justified and, you know, we were defending freedoms all around the world. That's comfortable. Nobody's going to really get upset with you about that. I think that we really need to work to make it less comfortable to be a conformist, to hit people with information and perspectives that are going to throw them out of the matrix, push their face into the static of propaganda that they've been bathed in since virtually the day they were born. We have to keep pushing people off balance and making them uncomfortable so that then when they're going with the flow, it's actually it's uncomfortable for them rather than comfortable, and that is really based upon the willingness to just be annoying to people and to consistently remind them that truth, reason, virtue, and evidence is how we make decisions, not the political momentum of a dead history.
Very well said. Just some breaking news right now. Just about 5 minutes ago before we went live, or about 6-7 minutes ago during the break, there's a Wichita, Kansas bomb scare with the police and TSA and everyone up there saying they caught someone who was in a bomb plot. Turns out over 100 times the last few years, and the New York Times even reports, the FBI has found mentally ill people who aren't even connected to real terror cells. The real terror cells work for the CIA and others and are actually attacking sovereign countries and trying to overthrow them right now. But I was even joking during the break and talking to the guys, probably something they're grandstanding or staged or, you know, wound up one of their patsies. And sure enough, they're now saying the FBI wound up, it'll be the same MO, some ADIQ, mentally ill person, I'm predicting. Wichita, Kansas, the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force arrested the man as he used his airport access card. So I guess he worked there. He says the man was attempting to deliver what he believed to be a vehicle loaded with explosive, which he would detonate and take his own life in the process. And you can bet money they approached him to lead the plot. And so many times, folks, I've said this, if they ask you to be part of a drill, if you work in an airport, they will set you up, too, to make it, again, I don't mean to digress, Stefan, but I mean, what do you think about honeybees kill more people, you can look it up, than terrorists every year, most of the terrorism staged, and then all the obvious pageantry and grandstanding that I need to have armored vehicles and checkpoints and be surveilled illegally, or Bin Laden's going to shove a hand grenade, you know, up my rear end. I mean, what do we do about this?
Well, like all things, Alex, we try to make decisions based upon facts, and we steadfastly resist the lemming horde plunge off the cliff of terrified propaganda. What are the basic facts about terrorism? The basic facts about terrorism are twofold. The first is that you are 7 times more likely to be killed by a cop than you are by a terrorist. Even if we include the obvious gruesome outlier of 9/11, you are 7 times more likely to be killed by a cop than you are by a terrorist. So if we look at the numbers, we would say that army cops to fight terrorists is going to put the civilian population in far more danger. That's the first thing to understand. Of course, the second thing to understand is that terrorists are created by terrorism. Terrorism is a virus that breeds like any disease or virus in a petri dish.
And by the way, they admit that. The 12-year war on terror has tripled the terrorism. The Pentagon even admits.
Yep. Yeah, and they kill 35 innocent civilians to kill one person that they identify as a terrorist. And how do they find out if he's a terrorist? Well, some guy they're torturing or some guy they're going to throw in prison for 20 years under the threat of torture and imprisonment. He says, oh, that guy, he's a terrorist. And so they go and blow him up. We don't know if he's a terrorist or not. The rule of law has completely disintegrated. Now they're just calling in drone strikes and they just, what is it, in Yemen recently, they just drone struck a wedding?
15 people.
It's monstrous. And we're going to just get more and more of this blowback until we learn the lesson. And that if you go poking a hornet's nest, you're going to damn well get stung.
And then when they all attack, they then organize them and give part of Iraq to Al-Qaeda and turn them loose on Syria. I'm not a fan of Syria, but, I mean, Syria's not attacking anybody.
Well, where is the self-defense? I mean, in international law, the only legitimate use of a military is in a case of imminent self-defense. And which of the U.S. wars have ever been based upon imminent self-defense? Y'all, if I can use the phrase y'all, have peaceful neighbors to the north and south. You have giant oceans to the east and west. When was the last time America was threatened with invasion? 1812, Canada. It's been about 200 years. I think it might be okay to lay down a few of the weapons and relax in a hammock for a while.
Well, instead of building a giant army of Mordor to take over the planet and try to take my guns so they have the monopoly of force, Stefan Molyneux is our guest. Always amazing having him on. Your phone calls are coming up as well, but we're going to cover a host of issues on the other side straight ahead.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Do you need push-button heat with no batteries, no microwave, and no cords? Introducing Hot Shots, a must-have heat source for any cold weather activity, aches and pains, and more. Hot Shots reusable heat packs come in many sizes and provide hours of soothing heat. Yes, reusable, with a lifetime warranty. Don't be left out in the cold. Call 916-214-6943 or visit reusableheat.com. Hot Shots, instant portable reusable heat anytime, anywhere. That's reusableheat.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By the way, we put up even the New York Times on screen earlier, breaking down all the fake terror plots the FBI has actually hatched. In some cases, threatening people if they wouldn't carry out the attacks. And this is all just used for a giant power grab while the government runs the real radical Muslims and other groups. Going back to Stefan Molyneux, philosopher, researcher, radio talk show host, all-around interesting guy. This is only a six-minute segment. Some of your calls coming up at the start of the next segment. But looking at all this other news, As the public gets more unlogical, as the public gets more dumbed down, or as one segment of it does, we see a shifting by President Obama and the establishment towards propaganda and entertainment. And they admit this, and not even having news anymore, just getting rid of dinosaur press, attacking alternative media, which is the only media that's left, CNN, MSNBC, over time to leave news entirely, and then just implant their messages in sitcoms, dramas, and have Hollywood stars promote Obamacare, saying it'll lower your prices when it actually increases them. So it's really a war on reality by the establishment. And more I realize they're engaged in a conscious war against common sense. A, do you agree with that? And B, how do we counter it where there's a large minority of us who aren't perfect, but we know fraud when we see it. And we know that free market and liberty works a lot better than collectivist tyranny. How do we reach out to the zombie-fied folks? Because I know smart people that when they see a celebrity on TV start drooling and getting excited and would slit their throat if the celebrity, you know, came down from heaven and talked to them, if the celebrity told them to. How do you get them out of this programming?
Well, of course, the first fraud we need to talk about is the fact that the current pimp for Obamacare is Adam Levine, the singer, who was named Sexiest Man Alive, as if they've never seen you in a thong, Alex. I mean, how? That's the first fraud, that you have not made the cover of People in something incredibly skimpy. So that's, once we can crack through the matrix in that standpoint. But what I say to people about Obamacare, it gets straight to two very sort of brief points. The first, of course, is that it's completely illegal. The reason, of course, is that the executive in the United States, the president, has no power to pass laws. He has no power to pass laws. Only Congress has that power. Now, they have written 30 times more regulations into Obamacare since it was originally passed with no input from Congress whatsoever. So 30 times, even if we accept that Congress got the first law right when nobody read it and they lied about it anyway, 30 times the amount of law has been written since it with no feedback or no input from Congress. That makes the laws automatically invalid. And they keep changing the rules all the time with no input from Congress. This is a government by fiat. This is fascistic in its essence. The second thing is that over 1,300 organizations have been granted exemptions from Obamacare, including all of the unions and the public sector unions who were behind it to begin with. They're all now begging to be let out of this little hamster cage from hell. And so the reality is that in the Constitution very clearly spells out you must have equal treatment under the law the moment you pass a law, amend it afterwards with no input from Congress, and then you exempt 1,300 of your closest friends and closest friends organizations from the application of the law. Invalid. Game over. No need for further debate or discussion. But of course, the media doesn't tell anyone this basic stuff.
Exactly. And you know, for me, I know why Oprah Winfrey and MSNBC push racism all day, because in my life and in growing up, what I see, it really is getting a lot better. I mean, everybody's just coming together, basically. That's what I see in Austin, Texas, and all over the country. I see it all over the world. But they got to keep it going, because the real discrimination is that all these special interest groups, coupled with government, are exempt and basically have diplomatic immunity from everything they're foisting on us. It's a unified system. That's the real discrimination. And the real global civil rights movement is about not letting government and corporations be exempt from laws they pass or lobby for.
Yeah, I mean, white Western culture is really pretty good at fighting authority. You know, all the way from the ancient Greeks, who were the first to come up with democracy and philosophy, all the way through the Romans, who tried their very best to limit the power of the state. Of course, it broke through the bonds of what they called the Constitution at the time, just as the American government does. All the way through all the struggles that went on to limit aristocratic power, the ending of the aristocracy throughout most of Europe, the fencing of it in England during the Glorious Revolution. We've been pretty good, and I say we very loosely here, but sort of white Western culture has been pretty good at trying to fight centralized and coercive authority. White Western culture was not just at the forefront, but was the sole cultural force that worked and spent blood and treasure worldwide to end the worldwide practice of slavery. Now, we've stumbled and we've created all kinds of messes, but we are, as a culture, really quite good at trying to fight centralized coercive power. And then, of course, even though our ancestors, for want of a better phrase, worked really hard to end the worldwide practice of slavery, generally only white racism is ever talked about, which historically is not exactly accurate.
That's where I want to go next.
You can look at lots of other groups first.
Yeah, I want you to come back and give me the floor on Mandela and that, because I've studied history, and I know slavery was worldwide. But then in the history books, we're taught slavery is a white invention and that whites inherently are the devil. And why is that? Well, because it's the Western culture.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I am your host, Alex Jones. Stephon Molyneux is our guest. Your calls are coming up here about 5-6 minutes from now. I'll be back, Lord willing. Good luck willing as well. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live with the Sunday transmission. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News. And that makes a great Christmas gift, and it supports the broadcast. We're launching the whole news division over there the last 2 years, and we really are up in our game. The new studio is about to be up and ready. Got cable systems and stuff we're going to be on early next year. We need folks to use PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com for what it was designed for. 11 people can use your membership username passcode. Just make sure it's not the same username passcode to your bank account. You know, create an original username passcode, and you could probably give 20 friends and family an e-card saying, here's your gift. It's a subscription, live news, tape news, broadcast, 18 years of data on there, but up 11 years of the site itself. the nightly news, the daytime show, which is free to everybody on Infowars.com, but it's in the higher quality there. The nightly news is a subscription for folks. All the films, all my documentaries, so many other documentaries, PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you are a member already, you can get 5 months off the yearly rate when you sign up in the month of December. That special, of course, is going to end in the new year. 5+ months. Comes into like 5.3 months free when you pay for 6.7 months if you want to get technical. You can do that special for $39.95 a year instead of $54.95. Because there's already a couple-month discount when you sign up for a year. Well, it's even more that we add on then, so it comes out to 5.3 months free versus if you just get it month to month at $5.95, or get a monthly membership for $5.95, and then 11 friends and family can simultaneously log in at, say, 7 o'clock at night and watch InfoWars Nightly News. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you are supporting and voting with your dollars the very tip of the spear of true non-state-run media. And the White House-run media matters, who brags their White House-run, who write the talking points for CNN and MSNBC, they are declaring war now on the alternative media. They realize the dinosaur media, you know, Fox News, God love them, is, you know, mainly targeting people that are geriatric and are phasing out of this plane of consciousness. And so what they're really targeting is the Internet. What they're targeting is InfoWars and Drudge and WorldNet Daily, and anybody else who isn't a total communist. Very, 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 very important. That story's up on InfoWars.com. Now, Stefan, I want to get into the media wars. I think the genie's out of the bottle. No matter what they try, they're not going to succeed. But we have CISPA and SOPA and all these other partnerships and attempts to censor the press using fake copyright. I want your take on the media wars that are coming, where you think that's going. But first, Mandela. I've studied a lot about South Africa, and it seems to me they traded one evil out for another. And I saw your video you did on it last week and thought it was spot on. And you were starting to allude to it. Now, if you really study history, everyone basically had a caste system, or what you call slavery, from India to China to Japan. If a samurai had a new sword, wanted to test it out, they go chop a villager up. That was their divine right. Wanted to have sex with you, you had to roll over and let them. And they were kind of a more cultured group of tyranny, you could say. I'm not knocking Japanese culture. Every culture had slaves. Romans had white slaves, had black slaves, you name it. Some Greek societies had what you call slaves. Others didn't, and would fight with them over it. There were riots 500 years ago in the transatlantic slave trade because they phased out some white slavery in Europe, so they went on sort of grabbing blacks, which they picked up from the Arabs. Not demonizing Arabs, it's just a fact. The Arabs are still running slavery in North Africa, but that's trendy and cool. We're told it's a different type of slavery. All I hear all day is I'm bad, Western culture's bad, and Western culture is dying, and the Western elite are helping kill it. Why are they doing that? You've got the floor.
Well, there's a small topic to deal with. Well, I mean, very briefly, of course, as you know, whites did not go to Africa and go into the country and capture, you know, the peaceful slaves or peaceful blacks and drag them off in slavery. Whites couldn't survive in Africa because we didn't have the immune system to deal with all the plagues. The average life expectancy for a white who left the coast and went inland was about 11 months. So the black slave trade and the Arab slave trade, the Middle Eastern slave trade was humming along, and whites went in and bought the slaves from the coastal cities and took them away. All nasty stuff. I mean, slavery is a fundamental moral abomination. Nobody has any argument with that.
I read the British reports from 300 years ago where on average a third of the ship would die of the white sailors just going to pick up slaves. And that was why the first multicultural pirate ships were created. It wasn't that they wanted to even revolt. It was a death sentence if you came back on a second mission. Go ahead.
Well, and the whites who were sailing the ships were themselves slaves. They were press ganged into this. I mean, it was the government power, which is evil all over the world, pretty much, which needs to be fought. But so what happened, of course, was with a sort of an awakening consciousness, which came out of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment, egalitarianism, the spirit of man, the universality of ethics, and so on, which was, of course, in the Declaration of Independence and was supposed to be a more foundational part of the U.S. Constitution. They started to say, well, maybe owning other human beings like livestock is not really that great an idea. And the Royal Navy sailed around the seas, not in terms of conquest, there certainly was that element to it, but they were out there trying to catch slavers and trying to end the practice of slavery. The British government bribed many Arabic governments to have them stop, paid slave owners to have them stop having their slaves. And they had to catch these slave ships really quickly, because if you were a slave ship, a Royal Navy ship comes up behind you, if they think they're going to catch, if you think you're going to get caught, you cut the throats of your slaves and you dump them in the water. They had to catch them under cover of night. They had to steal on the ships to do this. This is how committed they were to ending this moral abomination called slavery. And this is nowhere taught. It is nowhere understood, because I think fundamentally white guilt is a very profitable resource for people to tweak. You know, you make a white person feel guilty, they'll be like, oh, here's some benefits, here's affirmative action, here's taxes, here's whatever you want, just stop making me feel guilty.
And then that hamstrings the people that are getting the handouts. And that hamstrings the people absolutely. That are becoming dependent.
Right. Yeah, and of course in Africa now, South Africa in particular, I mean, it's monstrous. Apartheid, of course, was immoral and racist and so on, but we do have to look to some degree at the relative ethics of the time. All of the other blacks in Africa were dying to get into South Africa. I visited there a few times and have a little bit of experience there. People were trying to get into South Africa. 60% of blacks and whites now say that they were better off under apartheid. And if you're saying that you're better off under apartheid, that is not exactly a ringing endorsement of your current system. South Africa is the rape and murder capital of the world at the moment. It is a disintegrating country, and I think it's partly because they didn't really go back and learn the lessons of the American Revolution, and you had a bunch of communists, of which Nelson Mandela was first and foremost. He wrote a treatise in his youth called How to Be a Good Communist, did not explicitly reject these views, and so the virus of socialism landed in Africa in the same way that it landed after the Raj ended in 1949 in India. You get all these socialists who go out there and try and set up this central planning communist socialist dystopia, and then things go to heck in a handbasket, and nobody sits there and says, well, it's because people aren't free to trade and own property and government interfering with everything. It's the same lesson that we learned brutally for hundreds of years, and we've forgotten to teach other people.
Well, George Orwell valiantly joined the communists because he'd been a member of the British Imperial Police. Eric Blair was his real name, until he went and fought in the Abraham Lincoln Brigades and got shot in the throat in the Spanish Civil War against Hitler's forces. And then he wrote about in his books, I read them, how the communist leaders were actually just like bank robber criminal rapists who were using all the well-meaning communists to set up and just take over, and that they couldn't beat the Nazis because the communists were just so criminal they couldn't even organize. The Nazis were actually ideologues who believed what they were doing, and it's just incredible.
There is this belief that we have, you know, ordinary criminals like pickpockets and so on, and then we have organized criminals like the mafia and so on, and then above those people, like this archway above society, is this glowing godhood of statism that protects us from all these nasty little people. I think that the historically accurate, if not currently accurate view, is that the incompetent criminals are out there picking your pockets. The more competent criminals are organizing into mobs, but the most competent criminals run for office and end up in charge of the state. They are the best of the best. They're not there to protect you from criminals because they're kind of pursuing the same methodology, but better.
And that's what Zbigniew Brzezinski has said in three of his books. He admits that they run every criminal operation to control it for our own good, though, Stefan. We've got to be thankful they launder the drug money and run the little kids and, you know, do everything. We've got to be thankful they made drugs illegal to make larger profits. See how they helped us?
Well, of course, you hear this argument all the time. Without the government and the police, who on earth would protect your property, Alex? First of all, if you're allowed to own your own weaponry, your property is pretty safe to begin with. And secondly, how can I claim that somebody is there to protect my property when they take over 50% of it at source, and not even counting unfunded liabilities, debts, and deficits, when they take about 50% of my money?
That's right.
How can they be said to be protecting my money?
That's right. The average cop can be a really good person. On average, I've actually found them to be, you know, a lot of them are servants. But it doesn't matter. The big state is there to support, as you've said, and protect the farm animals from rogue wolves and coyotes that might try to come snack on a pig or a goat or a sheep or a chicken or, you know, stop a weasel. The larger weasel is guarding the hen house from other weasels that aren't in his employ. The system is there to protect their racket over us. And now they're getting greedy and have created an Agenda 21 cosmology nomenclature where they fantasize that social engineering is looting us to reduce us down to the level of beggars to save the earth, while they themselves are the ones with government mismanagement allowing the degradation of the environment. It's incredible. I mean, the fruits of these people is literally liquid death.
Well, you know, one of the great tragedies of history, Alex, is that a truly free market doesn't have much use for sophists and sociopaths and all of the predatory wordsmiths of the upper classes. And so when there's a free market, you know what you have to do. You do this with your show. I do this with my show. We go out and we try to produce value to people on a voluntary basis. If they don't like us, they can just switch us off. If they find us offensive, they can turn us off. So, but we still have to go out there and provide truth on a voluntary basis. But if you're a politician, everyone's going to listen to you because you're in charge of all the weaponry in the known universe and beyond. So when you have a truly free market, all of the verbally adept sociopathic busybodies who want to tell everyone else what to do can't really do it because they can try and boss you around. You're like, kick, turn them off, don't care. And so these kinds of people can't really adapt to the free market. They want to retain the power, the political power, to push everyone around. And, you know, the endless interfering busybodies of the human race would have precious little to do without the state. And that's one of the reasons why they like the state. It gives them this massive platform to move us all around like the little pawns, like the little ants, like the livestock that they think we are. The tragedy is they can only do it with our fundamental consent.
That's right. And it literally becomes an ether in which unnatural people that no one would want to associate with can now attain power and success instead of the natural, virtuous way. Whoever is the most hardworking, the most loving, the most creative, the most beautiful, the most honorable becomes the example of society. Then others emulate that, and you go to Alpha Centauris and to the next level of human development. But if you go with who has the most weapons, the most thugs, the most intimidation, the best BS, you build systems of BS to where the public then mimics that, civilization collapses, and then it restarts over with virtue again, then we become decadent and corrupt. The problem is we can't go through that cycle again because they're going to destroy the planet with the weaponry this time. They must be stopped.
Well, I agree with that, and there is this awful thing that is fundamental where people say, well, Barack Obama or Sarkozy or Putin or whoever it is, they should be in charge. They should be telling everyone what to do. They know the way things should be. And I would love to see a world, Alex, where these guys had the power of, say, an advice column. You know, where you could write into these guys and say, Barack Obama, how should I deal with my health care? And he'd say, well, I, as a constitutional law professor, I believe that you should do X, Y, blah, blah, whatever, right? I'd love to just see them have the power of an advice column. Or, you know, they'd have a hotline. You'd call them up and say, Barack, I don't really know what to do with 50% of my income. What do you think I should do? He said, well, you should spend it on this, 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 and this. That's what I want. So they don't have the power to compel our obedience, but they actually have to win us over with reason and evidence. Wouldn't that be a beautiful world?
Exactly. Instead, they blow stuff up or let people blow stuff up and then fearmonger until we give up all of our rights. Let me ask you this, and we're going to go to phone calls. Where do you, Stefan Molyneux, where do you think this battle in your gut, just as gestalt, is going? Is liberty losing or winning? And will the globalists blow stuff up?
You are gonna get flexive foam on your webcam because this is a topic I actually feel quite quite passionate about. So I will give you my very, very brief answer to that. There is no momentum in history. There is no great movements of history that push us around. We are not pinballs in the endless bumper. Sorry, for your younger audience, you'll have to ask your parents what that means. We're not pinballs bumping around the bumpers of some giant cosmic pinball machine. Where the world goes is where committed, passionate, knowledgeable communicators make it go. It's where you make it go. It's where I make it go. It's where your listeners make it go in their conversations, in their lives. Where does history go? Where is the momentum of human history? In the willpower of committed individuals and in no other place. Now, it's true that if committed people of intelligence and integrity and willpower do nothing, then yes, the worst tends to overcome the better. Like if you sit on your couch, you get fatter, not leaner. And if we do nothing, then yes, evil wins. But all we have to do is get off our butts and make the world uncomfortable for the compromise, which provokes them into thinking, like you sharpen a sword against a spinning sand wheel. Then we just go and make the world uncomfortable. We push the world where we wanted to go. We make the world go where we wanted to go because we have the better arguments.
Exactly.
We have the greater evidence. And the accumulated evidence of history is completely on our side.
I agree. And the statists all say this. Cass Sunstein says, we'll infiltrate the alternative media, discredit it by acting, you know, bad, putting out racism, disinfo. And they say we've got to just keep pushing. They even admit in their own papers, oh, they all want freedom. The average person wants to be a libertarian or beyond, but we've got to act like they're all alone. We've got to just dominate them, whip them, break their will. And so the crazy thing is they write all these books like we're not reading them. I think their arrogance is going to undo them. So we have to make them uncomfortable everywhere, just like they do us. And that's what I do. And it's not a tiring thing, folks. Once you start doing this, it's like finally breathing. Oh, I was supposed to do this. This is the animating contest of liberty that Jefferson talked about.
Yes, and don't you remember when you were a kid and you did something bad or did something wrong, which basically meant you disagreed with the authority and ease of the powers that be in your school or wherever? What would they say to you? They'd say, Alex Jones, young Alex Jones, this is going to go on your permanent record. And those words were like, oh my goodness, it's going to be tattooed on my forehead and so on. And now, of course, we all have a genuine permanent record called everything we ever do on the internet or in a bank machine or using our credit card through the NSA. And what has it done? It has done fundamentally nothing to us other than give us more ammunition to push back against this encroaching tyranny.
Exactly. Call their bluff. Double down on life. Get crazed. I mean, humans are meant to be wild and full of life and instead of just waddling around wearing sports jerseys, you know, watching steroid heads push each other around and grab each other's butts. I mean, it's just there's so much more in the universe than watching Obama or watching John Boehner or watching all these people. That's what I hate is how the statists make us look at them, make us talk about them, even to block them. We need to make them where they're the joke they are. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I mean, what are we as a species? How did we evolve? We evolved as hunter-gatherers. Now, we've all just kind of thrown the hunter side aside, you know, and we've just become these gatherers. Like, oh, look, there's some nuts called welfare or the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. Stay there. Finish that thought. We're going to be right back. When the music's playing, they can't hear me. We're going to be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Call me the hunter. That's my name.
We're being hunted by the globalists.
Stefan Molyneux is our guest right now, and he was briefly finishing up his point that you have a predator superclass that trains us to act like absolute victims. Crank it up. Here's the good part right here. The message to the New World Order. We're not laying down anymore. We're going to hunt them.
Call me the hunter. That's my name.
Folks, let's go back to Stefan Molyneux. A little bit overdrive and take these calls. I apologize to the callers. I've been hogging all the guests today. I'm really a bad guy. All right, Stefan, finish your point about that. About the hunter.
Yeah, just we've lost our, I think, to some degree, masculinity. Bring back the masculinity. Bring back the spine. We've just become these gatherers looking for the rotten fruits of power that drip down on our tables and going, ah, like what a great meal. Let's go out and hunt ourselves some freedom. It's all language. It's all reason. It's all evidence. There's no weaponry that's going to set us free because the real prison, the real state, the real tyranny is in the mind. But we can blow through that stuff with reason and evidence
and bring down
a big predator called freedom. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I agree. Once we shift into hunter mode against the enemy, that's combat mode as well. They're shifted into that with deceit. We shift into the hunter mode with liberty. We're going to kick their butt.
And we all love combat. Are you talking about sports? Sports is combat. I mean, how well do combat movies show? We all love combat. It's invigorating. The great mistake, of course, has been to try to get a fight with weapons rather than with language, rather than with philosophy, rather than with reason and evidence. But when you get into that mode, it's really invigorating. People look at that and say, oh, there's so much fighting. It's so tense. It must be so stressful. It's kind of what we're built for, people. This is why we're not in the caves. This is why we're not jellyfish or amoeba anymore. I mean, most of us. So I think that it's I invite people to take on the combat. It's what Andrew Breitbart used to say. Walk towards the fire. Walk towards the fire. Because if you run away, it's going to catch you only with your back turned.
Absolutely. God bless you. That's very well said. God bless the atheism. It's a endearing term. Let's talk to Greg in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there, gentlemen. I'd like to throw something out there that nobody has talked about. It would be the Farm Bill and, you know, the role in what the farmers would play in things as they progress. And, you know, I'm a small farmer. I have to work a 50-hour a week job just to keep the farm going and keep everything going. And it's just, I'd just like to get your take on the Farm Bill and, or I guess we could call it the Food Stamp Bill. And,
I'll be honest with you. I've read some about it, but it's always changing. You're the expert. Give us your brief take on it, then we'll get Stefan's take.
Well, from what I read of it, it's basically a food stamp bill. 80% of it is food stamps, and none of it that I know helps me, a small farmer.
They do. They always get control of the economy and then call it one thing and do another. I know this. American farmers were much more prosperous, and there were more of them before government got involved. They're replacing it with Big Agra. Only Big Agra knows how to get the incentives and the free deals. Let's get Stefan's take on that. God bless you, Greg. Good question.
Well, on the right, the Republican Party gets an average donation of about $50 each. In other words, small farmers can help the Republican Party. On the left, the Democratic Party has refused to release the size of their average donation because I'm not even going out on a limb to guess that it's far larger than that because it comes from a lot of rich elites in the media and in the entertainment industry and so on. So one of the problems is the people on the left, they want bigger and bigger organizations because the small people, they like to fund parties that are focusing on smaller government and free trade like the Republican Party. So when you get big aggregate groups together, that tends to benefit the left. And so when you start to give farm subsidies, then you start to make it more profitable to lobby politicians and all.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.